10th, 2011, RLRG.
To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to announce early on that this meeting will not go longer than noon. I have a whole family full of, at our house, for an early Christmas dinner because my wife and I leave for Florida Thursday. And they take priority, I'm sorry.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let's roll, now, Jeff.
Okay. Our late manager. Oh, the minutes. Sorry, right by him. Got the minutes from our 18th meeting for your motion to approve those.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes, minutes approved. Mr. Urso.
Okay, let's start from the top of my notepad here. One of the action items that I followed up on was this contact with the insurance carrier in regards to ice fishing, so we did put a request in regards to how they feel about this issue, waiting for response back with the new insurance carrier on that. The Belcombe Beach break wall, all the materials are on the site. We have the DEC permit, and estimated start date for demolition and construction is next Monday. We had the opportunity to meet with Allegheny County Health Department representatives to talk about septic systems as it relates to the district and the lake and quality of the environment. Was an initial meeting. I do have the minutes of the summary of that meeting and the minutes available for those who would like to see it. This kind of relates to many of the initiatives we're talking about here in the lake, about mapping, surveying, data base, inventory of docks, topography and sedimentation and so forth. I had made an initial contact with McIntosh and McIntosh, which is a large consulting firm that does mapping, aerial photo, survey, all this kind of stuff. JJ McIntosh himself came down and met with us and took him around the lake for a day. They came back with a preliminary conceptual proposal, and some back and forth with me and them at this point in time. Nothing in concrete or even soft concrete, but just to explore that type of professional services that we most desperately need here at the lake. It would be a series of overlays that would correlate to the tax maps, digitized GPS coordinates, all that kind of good stuff. So that's just something that's kind of in the works. Keep you informed as things progress. Also, in the past week, we've had the opportunity to meet with Finger Lakes Trams. They're here at Rushford doing an installation for Mr. McQuillan, who lives across the street from the Conservation Club, and they put in a tram for him. District did have an interested individual put a quote in for a tram from the top of the bluff to the dam and then from the dam down to the valve houses. This will be a second quote. So we took representatives from their firm over to the dam, up and down the steps, and they're going to come back with a preliminary proposal and some options and on that system to replace or in lieu of utilizing the dangerous steps that have been there for years. A couple other things here that I've taken the initiative to do. We have a first draft resolution on storage sheds as it relates to the district. Shared that with Joe Miller, and Joe's reviewed it and edited it and sent it back for the commissioners to look at. And I do have that available for you.
I thought that was going through the Rules Committee.
Wherever it goes is up for you guys to decide. It's just a framework, Dick, to work from. And maybe we might have a discussion now or just take it back to the committee. There's a stack, Maggie. But it's a start on that, and again, it's just the, it's in the process of development. And that kind of wraps it up for me at this point in time.
What about the hazard mitigation plan resolution? Is that coming around?
That should be here.
This is, this came from Fred Sinclair, the hazard mitigation group at Allegheny County. He gave us a sample of an adoption resolution, and for their purposes, it doesn't need all of the signatures.
Did you guys get one of these?
Just the chairman?
Just the chairman.
Yeah, can we look it over?
Yeah, ignore all the signature lines.
Okay.
This is their sample.
Yeah, it does use their framework just for...
This was, Fred Sinclair was at a meeting that I attended at Crossroads a short time ago, and he had recognized that he had inadvertently omitted the Rushford Lake Recreation District when this letter went out to town and village officials. So he wanted to make sure that we were also in compliance. And basically what it's saying in the letter is that FEMA has approved Allegheny County's 2011-2015 multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan. And that they have now held a public hearing in the legislative chambers in Belmont. That was August the 8th. And a county resolution formally adopting the plan will follow the public hearing.
This is ours.
And we have concluded that they needed each of the town and villages to provide an adopted resolution for their portion of the plan. You may recall that our portion of the plan included, just from memory, that we wanted to install sirens in the gorge, a new water level monitor, these trams that Joe just talked about. I think that was it. So anyway, that's what that's about. And the county's hazard mitigation plan, which includes our input, is on the website and has been there for months, if anyone cares to look at it. And I had passed out sheets, again, months ago.
And what was that?
On the hazard mitigation plan, county.
Okay.
With our input.
Do we need a vote authorizing you to
sign?
That's
what we're looking for. Yeah, I need a motion.
I will
this resolution.
Make a motion to approve the resolution.
Do we have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So for their purposes, the chairman can sign it. Satisfied. and we'll have our seal. Okay. We don't have a dam repair committee report.
And what do we do about the lake manager report? Do we talk on that at all?
You can talk about it. It's open for discussion.
Okay. From what I have in front of me on this resolution, I don't know where that direction came from. I don't think that's the story says. I don't think that's the direction we should go in at all.
Well,
we don't need more rules and regulations. We need to do with everything else just like we do. They get a permit to do whatever they want to do on their property. That is nutty. That's nuttiness.
Joe put this together.
Under whose direction?
I asked him to put something together as a talking point for the rules committee. It's not a done deal.
It's on the opposite end of the universe as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's how you feel. Let's take it to the rules committee and see how the rules committee feels.
Then I move that we take this issue to the rules committee.
I just said that.
Do you need a motion to do that?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We have a permit from the DEC.
I don't want to discuss that now. The Rules Committee can discuss that.
I'm going on to another piece of his report.
Okay.
So we have a DEC permit to do the work at Balcony Beach.
Of course.
Do we have a recreation district permit? Never came from me.
Don't need one.
You know, Doug, you want us to do everything like everybody else. We're doing work. We don't get a permit. We don't have a survey. We have nothing down there. That's everybody else's responsibility. It's our responsibility also.
Well, if that's true, then we should put that as a policy statement or...
Why would we be any different? Why would we be different? I have not voted on it. You have not had a survey done. You may not even have a septic system.
I can't even address that kind of thinking. I really can't.
Well, why are we doing this when we haven't voted on it?
We agreed...
No, I did not agree on that. I'm sorry.
The board agreed.
No, I did not. We never voted on it.
A long time ago, if I went back through our minutes, this probably 2010, that we were going to replace the break wall at Balcony Beach.
Never seen plans on it? Nothing.
At that time, Maggie, let me finish here.
And I take exception to that as being a commissioner because I've never seen anything.
Let me finish, young man.
Any final plans, correct?
And Maggie had gone out and was looking for bids to do this.
I was at those meetings.
Okay, you do have a memory.
Excuse me.
And now...
Excuse me, my memory is quite good.
You're not excused.
Well, neither are you.
You're out of line.
You are out of line.
You cannot interrupt me when I'm talking. Robert's rules of order. Now, Maggie agreed to go out and look for bids. She had one, which I don't think was ever presented in paper form in any way. It was a very large amount of money. I don't remember the exact amount. And during that meeting, the board agreed that we would do this in-house. Now, whether you personally agreed, I don't know.
I've never seen plans.
But the board agreed to do this project in-house. In that agreement, I don't recall anyone saying, well, we need to have plans and we have to approve the plans, et cetera, et cetera. We agreed it would be done in-house.
Doug, you are the one that wants us to follow all the rules. And we're not following our own rules.
If I can interject, since my name was brought up on this whole thing.
Okay, the chair recognizes Commissioner Krasinowski.
The wooden break wall, the way it exists at Falcon Beach, has been in a hazardous state for many, many years. When the discussion had come up as to what we're going to do, it was right around the same time that the DEC was pushing the natural shoreline. And it's obvious at Balcony Beach, where the areas where you have vegetative growth and the break wall is stable. And some of those areas, just from being in that corner all my life, it's a lot of clay, it's not very stable. It's just falling down from the backwash. There's areas where the boards and the nails are exposed and 6 feet of shoreline behind. It was discussed that after the success of and the aesthetics of the other corner of Balcony Beach, where Will Tucker put in the big rocks, that was the direction that we wanted to investigate. We got one, and no, Dick, they were not drawings. There was one volunteer, Josh Thorington from Creative Landscapings, came over, and he did some suggestions. And I gave this stuff to the lake manager. His first pricing for the removal and for replacing it and restructuring that break wall, I think was in the $38,000 to $40,000 range. Putting it over the threshold of where we have to put it in out for bids, so we have to get formal specs and all of that. That's when the discussion came up for doing it in-house. And the absolute immediate first thing that was supposed to have been done was the removal of the dangerous break wall. And then we could have gone, and yes, Doug, you are right, it was supposed to have been done and begun to get achieved in-house, and that was never done. So when the opportunity came up, because we had, if we go and put it out for bids, the same way we got this one rough estimate from Creative Landscaping, we had several visits over there, the DOT committee was over there, one of the members of the DOT committee had even brought some literature from, I think it was either Riefler or Kistner Concrete or one of those places for molded concrete wall. The rock would have looked much better, aesthetically better anyway. So there has been certain things, but then now we have a lake manager. So we applied for a grant, a planning grant, which I was under the impression that was to get these plans and get it in a package form so it can go out for bid and get the project done. News to me when it was decided that the break wall, the wooden break wall, was going to be replaced. And I have to agree with Mr. Hubbard. We did not vote on taking that route. My recollection is what I've just presented to you.
All right. So then the question remains, why we needed to take a vote. We'd already decided we were going to replace the break wall.
No, we already decided we were going to in-house remove the defective break wall.
My recollection is we agreed we were going to replace the break wall in-house because of the cost involved. That's my recollection.
So I guess we have researched it.
Well, produce the documentation. Okay. That's all I can say because I don't recall anything more happening on it. I thought when I passed the resolution requesting a planning grant from OP, Office of Parks and Recreation, that's what it was for, to pursue the creation of a park area over there. I mean, this is something the landowners have been pushing for 5-6 years now. And to do so, we need to make sure that what we have around the shoreline is a little more user-friendly. Well, and that area is not.
Chairman Randall.
Yes, you
asked a question. Joe, did you say this is ready to go Monday?
Well, the materials are bought and ordered. The permits issue, it's ready to go when the commissioners decide.
Well, I suggest we bring this to a vote.
Let's see the plans.
Can I just give you, Bobby Pomeroy put a break wall in for us 25 years ago for the community dock that I'm on, and the community dock stands now as it did 25 years ago. I mean the break wall. It's in perfect shape, cabled it back, and, you know, we get a lot of action over there. I'm just saying, I'm saying that there may be other possibilities, that there could be a better system, you know, like the riprap or whatever, but the break wall that we have up has done a great
job.
Joe
took this to the DEC and has been working very closely with them.
That's right.
And I just feel that we've had enough discussion on this over years, and it's time to bring, if we need a vote, time to bring it to the vote.
You show me plans for it, and we can discuss it. I have no problem doing it.
Do you have the plans right there,
yes.
Joe?
Okay. This is the permit application package. That's the return on that.
But I think we need to get going on this now, yeah, rather than waiting until March when everybody's back from wherever.
All right. You making a motion?
After Dick looks this over, if we could just take a few minutes.
I'm just in amazement that this is the first time I've seen this. I'm a sitting commissioner. I've never seen this before. It just is mismanagement as far as I'm concerned.
Chairman, I'm not sure as I'm involved.
I
So you do have some area for Stone River up there.
It's all back here.
Yeah, well...
Three applications on one site.
So it's all in this council?
Which is like a test.
Common around the lake.
Yes.
All been discussed previously.
This project was actually supposed to have been done last year, the first part.
Correct.
Because the money was set aside a year prior.
Have you seen all this, Dave?
No, I haven't.
So you're talking about what? About something you've never even seen?
No, I'm not.
I haven't seen it, but I've listened to Joe describe it.
And tell me what he's described to you.
He has described three different...
And I understand that. What's going to happen in front of where the break wall is?
Bring it up for to a vote, and we'll just oppose it, and it's going to pass anyway, so what difference does it make?
The deal, part of the deal is we're raising this wall another 2 feet above the water. That's a real safe environment. I can't even fathom that we haven't seen any plans on this.
I'm sure they were available, weren't they?
Everything I do is available.
How many months ago, Joe, was this available?
So do you agree with that? So raising the wall another 2 feet over the water is like a really good idea?
If this has been approved by the DEC...
The DEC doesn't know anything. They say it's... If we would have gone in there and said, put riprap all over this place, they'd go, that works too. If we said do a shoreline, they'd say that would be fine too. We went to them and said we want to put wood up, which I oppose. They said, that's okay. I'm sure if we said we're going to do cement, they'd say, that's okay. But you haven't seen this. Then I'm telling you, one of the
I'm
things...
I'm not an engineer, and
it's
I'm
going
not
to
the
fill
manager.
In about 2 feet higher than the water level, than the break wall is right now. So now instead of being how far above it, we're going to be that much further?
Why don't you tell them why that's the case? The plan.
And did you know this?
Of course.
Oh, of course. So you didn't share that with anyone. Thank you. Unbelievable.
The whole idea of this is to backfill behind that taller structure to level off the land so that we can have more space available on Balcom Beach to do some of the part of this project there.
I think that was brought up.
It's been discussed before. No one seems to listen until the last, you know, it's almost a done deal, and then all of a sudden...
I've been complaining about this for months.
I don't
think it's right.
Why do you think all business that we do has to be done in a public forum here? We've got lots
and
to
why,
get right.
And why has this never come in front of the board as a project
it's
like
been,
every other dock and break wall does? And by the way, I have a question for, I don't know who this is for. Do people need a permit for a break wall or just a dock to get a permit for use?
A work permit?
A permit, I guess, is where I was at. That came up as a question. I didn't
for
know
a break wall, you we always request for a new. Well, if you're going to do some just replacement,
no, new,
not a replacement, but I mean like repair.
So how do they get a permit for a break wall?
Yes, they do.
So you actually issue a permit for a break wall?
Yes.
I didn't know we did it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I believe we have to vote on it. So.
So let's have a motion.
I will make the motion that we approve the plan that our lake manager has submitted to and worked with DEC, and that we begin this Monday.
Okay, can I just discuss for a second? We
have to have a second first.
Okay, I'll second it. Okay.
All right.
And
discussion?
Okay. The discussion I have is this is the first part's going to be wood that I was aware of, and the second part's going to be made of another material.
Riprap.
And then the third part's going to be
vegetation.
Made of another material.
Vegetation.
This would give all the landowners and anyone that comes by to show them the different types of break walls that would be available that would be approved by us.
Right.
And I understand that. May I have something to say? So what I'm opposed to is that the wood is on the side of the lake that is most agitated by waves. And all we're doing is adding it to them, because according to the DEC meetings that I've been in, they tell us to reflect it and absorb it with either multifaceted rock or soft shoreline. So we're ignoring that, and we're saying, just let that sucker splash against it and just create all kinds of agitation in the most agitated part of the lake. And I also don't think it's a good idea, because access to the lake, I believe, is what Balcom Beach is about, and we're making it more difficult for people to use that shoreline by making this abrupt and probably a foot and a half, 2 feet higher than it already is, and it's dangerous right now. so it becomes more dangerous. That is what I'm opposed to. I'm not opposed to three different configurations. I'm opposed to what we're doing right now, because the entire project is not happening on Monday. All that's happening is the wooden part of the break wall. Am I not correct on that?
That's right.
That's all we've purchased is the wood. So that wood could go around the other side, and we could rethink how we're going to do that front. That's what I've been asking for those reasons. It's not like off-the-wall crap.
Understood.
So the DEC approved what we put in, but I think we had our heads up our butt when we went to the DEC.
Or not a clear understanding.
Or
of the lake
not a clear understanding. Or I never had any input on it. And I see plans, official plans for it, 3 minutes before I have to vote on it. Fine situation.
See, I see the material how it locks in.
I know.
That's not the point.
And it's much.
It is not the point. The point was safety and not being very friendly to the lake. Those were my points. I'm sure Bob Pomeroy can build a fine break wall.
Well, my question, I guess, Joe, is do you have any second thoughts after listening?
I'm not going to comment anymore.
Okay.
And Joe, this is nowhere pointed at you.
I understand.
I hope you understand.
You're talking that. Process.
I'm absolutely talking process here.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. For sure on that, because I think Joe's doing a good job. I'm fit. And it's just, this is the point that I have to springboard was from your report. And you also are the new kid on the block, and maybe you didn't have the kind of direction you should have gotten. And I apologize for that.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Now, there are committee reports. There are none, except for the dock licensing committee.
I do have those minutes, and I didn't bring them with me.
So there's no report for this meeting.
We'll leave it at that.
We have consent agenda items A through H.
Can I just ask a question here on Moran? Mm-hmm. What is that shared dock license dock modification? What's that about?
Would you like me to explain a little bit?
Yeah.
In order that she bought her property and she has two homes on it.
Okay.
Okay, well, the dock came with the house.
Correct. The dock came with the first house, the little cottage that she bought. That's
right.
Where the dock was licensed. She then built the new home
right.
On the vacant lot.
Well,
she built the new home on the vacant lot next door. So she's got two
yeah,
property
the lot was, didn't
side by side. But up to this point, the dock had been licensed to only one property.
Right.
Okay.
All right, so what Donna did is she cut her dock down. She cut it down to come in compliance.
To wine.
So it would have, so she could split it up one for one house and one for the other house, so she'd be in compliance.
So that's what she expects
so
to do now, license it, have that dock now be a shared
dock
with the two properties. Okay, that's fine. Did this work was done approved, or she just...
Well, actually what she did is, she didn't make her dock larger, she just made it smaller. She just made it smaller.
It was
oversized, it was too far oversized to do what she wanted to do. I mean, if she was going to leave it the way it was, we could never approve it.
So what's the history of this?
I just gave you this.
No, but her coming to us, we go to her?
No, she put in a request.
Put in a request for dock modification.
And then we looked at it and said, ooh, you're like too big anyhow.
Yeah, well, I told her that she would have to downsize it, that we could not even address it until it was downsized.
Okay.
So she's in the, she had to cut the width of it by 4 feet, 3 inches. It's too wide.
And, Joe, I'm not, disputing any of this, but I just am questioning. new deck on land, what the heck does that mean?
Where are we at here? Hang on.
Galabet?
D. A, B, C, D. It would be, I don't know, I'm going to picture this. If you could picture the break wall, there is a break wall, and they want to put on top from the break wall to the land side a deck, a walking deck.
Okay, it's not raised up where it's going to impede somebody's view.
No, correct. It would be sitting basically on the shoreline, from the break wall into the shoreline.
And that's exactly how we should handle anything that's built on our property.
What's that?
They come to us and say, I want to build something on our property. Yep. We look at it and say, that's okay. I don't care if it's a shed. I don't care if it's a boathouse. I don't care what it is. Right. They come to us. We look at it and go, makes sense.
So that's what that
is. It makes sense now. Or it doesn't make sense.
Right.
Okay, I'm done with questions.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda A through H?
Go ahead, Dick, I'm sorry.
I'll move.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Hey, I don't know where to put this. Can I just interject something real quick here?
It's on the agenda.
It sort of is. Or is we had spoken about licensing vendors to come on the lake, builders and stuff, so they do things. Mm-hmm. Where is that at? Let me tell you the reason I'm asking that. So. And I don't know everybody in here, but let's just say that I know somebody that's having some work done by a local vendor, and he was told if he was to put in a break wall, that's why this break wall question came up, he had to have DEC permission to put a break wall in.
Yeah.
Nothing about the recreation district. He just had to go to the DEC.
No, see, the DEC will...
I understand that.
They will not take an application.
Dave, listen to what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I was like, that came out of that contractor's mouth? So I'm thinking maybe we need to, like, get those people in front of us and make sure that they know the real story. Because this is somebody that's doing a lot of work on this lake. And the person is a new landowner, and I was like, well, let's go back to square one of this. Whose property is it? So I got that answer, and I go, how do you approach that? You have to go to the board. Yeah, and then you get our permission, and then you go to the DEC, and I don't know this. The DEC won't look at it unless it has our...
The DEC told me that they will not look at it.
I said, I'm not sure on this, but I believe that before the DEC will look at it, you have to have a district.
Exactly. They have to have...
So it would have been stopped had he just taken that contractor's advice and gone to the DEC. They would have said, excuse me, but why would we... I know we talked about licensing these people or giving them some certificate to do work within the district. Maybe we need to...
What we did was we wanted them to be, you know, licensed with the district. Well, then we would have on file
that they understood the rules.
They understood the rules.
Insurance.
We have a certificate of insurance for them.
Maybe can I suggest that we put that on Joe's plate or something here, or yours or somebody's? Do you want me to take it to the rules committee?
No. I think we can.
We've discussed it. It's supposed to be in the works, and it's supposed to be getting done. And it was supposed to be part of any new dock permits. If they were having a contractor do it, it was supposed to be followed up with that contractor being aware of our rules and us having a certificate of insurance.
We talked about this just this past week, Donna and I and Joe, and we are going to be enforcing henceforth proof of insurance by anyone that's doing contracting work.
Mm-hmm. Well, it may be the only thing we have to do is have a document that they've read that say they understand the rules and regulations, that we're the owner of the property and they have to have permits to go through, blah, 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 and just that they sign that and it's in a file that they have and they have a certificate of insurance.
Well, I think having a proof of a certificate of insurance can only serve to protect the district further.
Okay. No, I think it's
I do think that Dick is right on this, that we should have a document for a a vendor document, y'all can do this.
Well, absolutely.
That's what the DEC did to us.
And make them easy, even if it's pay a $5 fee.
That's why we paid that fine, they said, we gave you that thing that said, stay out of the water.
Make them aware of, make them aware of, and we did talk too, I think at the last meeting, either October or November, about having a vendor meeting, about where we would bring in people we know that do work on the lake on a regular basis.
This firm would be one of those people that would show up.
Yeah, and go over all of this with them so that there's no misunderstanding about what our expectations and requirements are.
And you'll need to notify all the people in the district of that requirement too, as they're preparing permits, unless you get something out to them in a mass mailing, next newsletter or something.
Yeah, I mean, include that in the next newsletter. Okay?
Okay.
Good. All right, old business, bank signature cards. We need to add a name.
I suggested that you don't want it, Donna?
No, no.
I'd prefer not to.
Oh, you prefer not to?
We've got, yeah.
You've got me.
So we'd like to, Bill Sabo asked if we could have one, I think you even have to add one more, not sure, but he asked us to have one more person authorized.
Who's on it now, you're on it?
Sabo and Deb.
I thought we did that last month and made you.
I'd like to suggest Dick, because he has the two, three, he's just.
I'm vice chair and I'm local, so I can.
I thought we already did that last month.
I'd like to.
I'll make that, okay, I'll make that.
Did I mention how trustworthy I was?
I'm just saying, because he is he's the longest commissioner elected left, you know what I mean? So, I'd like to make a motion, or you made the motion, I second it.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
You have to get a, do we bank with M&amp;T?
Yeah.
All you will need is a copy of the minutes with the motion.
But we have to pass a resolution, I thought.
No, I checked with the bank.
They have a form.
They have a form.
No, they just want, they want a written minutes where this, where Dick was named.
Okay.
Yeah, and two forms of ID, if, unless they know you.
I'm a heavy investor in that bank, you know.
See, I think, I'm actually looking after you.
Yeah.
Okay. And under new business, we've got Trail 95 Dock Association Agreement. Do we have, does everyone have a copy?
No.
Can you bring us up to date while we do this, Doug?
Okay. There are five parties on the Trail 95. They have, for, I would say, many months, perhaps going back even longer, sought to come up with a plan for a new community dock that would stay within their 20-foot right-of-way and meet our requirements. As of, there is one plan, but it's not agreed to by all parties.
Has that resolved?
That is not resolved.
Is that where we are right now still?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what we have before us is a community dock agreement that has been signed by three of the parties. And from my review, it meets our requirements to approve that dock association agreement. It's signed by a majority, which is what their...
Is that what this?
Trail agreement, yeah, that's what it is.
And they all signed the trail agreement?
Well, they all signed the trail agreement, but only three have signed this community dock agreement.
But Harkin-Ryder and Sherman and Zobczak have...
Zobczak signed the law.
Oh, okay. Okay. But they signed the agreement. They agreed to the agreement.
So it would appear, and I've talked to our attorney about this, it would appear that we can approve this agreement.
Can I ask you, based on what, I know going through the Rules Committee, one of the things that, as far back as a year and a half ago, that I thought was left to be addressed, was what our requirements were for community dock associations, because there's been, you know, a great deal of discussion for that. So what are you using as a basis for our requirement?
Well, for one thing that has come up in the discussions with me and Doug is, the RLRD is not a court. So we're not going to interpret their agreements, we're not going to arbitrate their agreements when they have disagreements upon the within the association members, but with respect to getting them a permit, getting their licenses on a community dock, they have to put forward a dock association agreement. Their dock association agreement says majority rules. In this case, there is a majority, 3 out of 5. They have worked hard on these plans, and as far as I did ask Doug to double-check to make sure that the rest of the files were caught up, that the people involved had their septic deeds and all that, and he assured me that as far as all of the red tape that we've created, they've gotten through it. You know, so to have two people who don't want to be a part of a dock association agreement, I don't see how the board can just say, well, fine, you're not going to build a dock. None of you are going to have docks. You've got three people who have done everything they're supposed to. They followed all the rules. They've got a majority. Okay. And at some point, there's going to be 2 empty dock slips on this dock, and they may seek people who do want to work with them and add 2 new people to their association agreement. But there's no reason to have this in limbo in perpetuity while they try and convince or twist the arms of 2 other people to join the association, when there's work to be done. And
I'm not trying to create, I'm just trying to, on the record, get some answers.
Yeah, that was something we discussed.
Now this is...
Article 5, Section 2 says any maintenance improvements alteration at dock must be agreed upon by a majority of the members. Expense to be shared equally. Huh, how are they going to share the expense equally?
Well, right now this is a 3-member association.
This
is a 3-member association right now.
I thought you said they all signed this.
No, 3 out of 5.
And I answered you. I said 3 people have signed it.
I'm asking about why we...
I thought they all were members of the association, but only 3 had signed off on the plans.
The Trail Association.
The Trail, all 5.
See, this is one of those chaotic situations that are all the
signatures on this agreement. The agreement...
It's my understanding that there's 2 of these people who have just declined to be part of the dock association, mm-hmm. and that they no longer have docks down there anyway. So you've got a 3-man dock association that has plans for a 5-slip dock that's going to have 2 available slips that either these other 2 people will change their minds and join the association.
Where did this property come from?
Wait. Can I ask a question, which I was asking? This dock association agreement, is the dock agreement for the use of a dock below the 1450?
Yes.
Do we have permission from the landowners who own that 20-foot?
That's where I was going.
Property above the 1450, agreeing to that dock being down there?
Well, the issue there is that that's a right-of-way where there's 5 owners.
My understanding is it's not a right-of-way anymore, that it's a privately owned lakefront access of 20 feet wide, co-owned equally by 5 people, created from the Russell fiasco with the towns.
Well, then if that's your question...
But they have a Trail Association agreement that was signed by all parties, all 5, saying the majority...
Yeah.
So, no, wait a minute. I'm confused.
The majority what?
This was, is the association agreement signed by all parties?
The Trail Association was signed by all 1450 parties.
I'm even more confused. So we have a Trail Association and we have a dock association.
Right. Yes.
Right. Are you kidding me?
Yes, the friggin' Dave Puller fiasco with Rat Pack.
The Trail Association is who owns the property.
The Trail Association owns the property to the 1450, of which 5 people equally own.
You know, I'm going to hit you.
Signed off on what?
Well, on their agreement, on the Trail Association agreement.
Signed off on what? Do those 5 people, are we going to then be in another lawsuit because those 2 people don't want that dock in front of them? Thank you, the towns.
Well, I'm agreement because...
Hold on, there's a couple other things that should be considered here. The Dock Association Agreement and the Trail Association Agreement are separate contracts.
Right, right.
Okay? The Trail Association Agreement is an agreement that the people who have bought into the right-of-way as tenants in common have agreed how they will maintain the trail. The Dock Association Agreement is our requirement, or the RLRD's requirement, for what has to be done in order to build or modify land below the 1450. So, the Trail Association Agreement...
But just hold on there. Now, hold on there. So when somebody comes to the board and says, I want to change something on my property, I have to have a deed, and I have to have a septic system. And if there were two owners, like on my property, so that Billy's name's on it, my name's on it, and Mary Jo's name's on it, they say, wouldn't you expect that everyone was going to sign off on that? It's you're building on property that's owned by four people. Wouldn't you want approval from all four people to, like, sign off on that, besides letting the neighbors know what's going on?
I don't think anybody built it.
Well, first of all, we're not a court. We're not interpreting. They've showed us their contracts. It says that majority rules. And here, the Converse...
On the dock.
On the dock. But the problem is, well, the people who own the land may not be in agreement.
But the people who own the land, the people that own the right-of-way trail, don't dictate what the RLRD does with its own land. Those two people aren't going to dictate what you guys do with the land below the 1450. And here's the issue. I mean, there's a couple other things that I'll just bring to light. One of the problems is the physical location and geography. I don't know all the details, but it's my understanding that two of these people are opposed to joining the Dock Association Agreement because they think that there should be enough room for 5 28-foot or 20-foot pontoon boats. That is not possible.
And that's not, and that's not their decision.
No, and that's the point.
And that's not their
decision.
So
they've chosen not to sign off on the Dock Association Agreement for that purpose. I'll tell you exactly what I said to Doug. I said, Doug, this is one of those situations where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. We're not a court, but if you guys, you've got a Dock Association Agreement, you have someone who has a clear claim that they have followed the policies and procedures as they existed at the time they made the request. And if it's not approved, you're worried about these two people suing who have said, we don't want a dock down there anymore because we don't want to sign this agreement, versus three people suing who says, we've put this time, this money, this effort in, where, and as far as the property law is concerned and the Trail Association Agreement, that the right-of-ways are owned as tenants in common. In New York State, a tenant in common is an undivided interest in the property above. So you've got five owners, they each have a 20% undivided interest in the whole. That means that theoretically that one person has the right to alienate that property any way they want, so long as they don't diminish the value to the other four owners. So if three of them are 60% owners in the undivided whole, they certainly can make a decision to let whoever they want go down the right-of-way, go up the right-of-way, and they certainly can, if they're the majority of the five in a trail association, can create a dock association agreement that says, three of us want to continue to get the maximum use out of this property. This is what you've requested of us. And here's the other thing that to me, I see as a salient point. The dock does have five slips, and it's anticipated that this group of people will work things out on their own because we're not a court, and they'll eventually join the association. But as you guys all know, there's only limited time for building, and to hold this project up because two people have simply refused to sign seems ridiculous. I don't know.
Can I say one other thing? Because I served on Rat Pack and was involved in the process of selling these trails. The trail really has nothing to do with whether or not there's a dock. It gives you access to RLRD.
But they own it now.
Dick, that's not my point.
That's my point.
Well, let her finish. You're in a... Go ahead.
Okay. The trail gives them access to the lake.
Yes.
Whether or not there's a dock or whatever, they can walk down the trail and jump in the lake. Simple as that.
So, and this might play into this because it's a majority thing. If I had a husband and wife in front of me, and the husband wanted to put a new dock here, and the wife was sitting in front of us screaming, I don't want the dock in front of my property, I'll tell you what, I'd like table that
and say, you guys go straighten it out yourselves, and when you guys can come to agreement, you come back to us. But that's a 50-50 split, and I'll acknowledge that. So now we're talking about...
60-40.
60-40 split. I think that's a difference. But my thinking on it is, if there is such an issue, do they go and sue each other before they start suing us? Or are they going to sue us? Then whoever is going to sue them, they're going to sue each other, they're going to sue us for not having a dock, and...
Well, they have chosen to get into what's a term of art, privity of contract. We're not a court. It's not the RLRD's job to interpret or arbitrate disagreements between trail association members or dock association members. But if we take the plain reading of it, and they've met all the other requirements for respect to using district property, there seems to be no legitimate reason to hold this off, because they have two people who did have docks down there that don't want to join the new community dock. And that's really what it comes down to.
They just don't want to join the community dock.
Yeah, they don't want to join the community dock association.
Because they're not, they had those two docks.
I know, I understand it. And it's because they don't want to share equally in the cost of doing things?
They want equal space.
If they're paying equal costs, they want equal space.
Well,
I would, don't blame them for that, because I was going to say...
Well, and you know, and one of the things too is...
And that's wrong, why?
You know, generally speaking, a dock association agreement, when you've got an issue like this where physically it's not equal, that there's nothing that you can do about it, that there's going to be some unfairness with respect to the type of boats because of the geography of where the dock's being put. I mean, dock association agreements between the members, they can say, well, then what we'll do is we'll set up a seniority-based hierarchy, and when the first person to sell leaves, whoever's been there the longest, if they like that slip better, can move into that slip or something like that. That's things that they can do amongst themselves. But with respect to moving this project along, they have two holdouts. I've talked to Doug extensively, asked him the dock committee's opinion. I said, is there any way that this dock could be built in any more efficient manner to give them all equal space? And the answer has been an unequivocal no. So no matter what we do, we cannot control the physical limitations of the lake and the project.
It could be. It could be. Except people who own boats wouldn't fit on the dock anymore. It could be built that equal space was there.
But you're suggesting that instead of the other two try and increase theirs, everybody else reduce theirs.
Well, if the objective was to make equal space within 20 feet, that could happen. Three people wouldn't have pontoon boats on that, I agree. But I, you know, one of the things in the Rules Committee right now is that is to have that statement of position. I believe one of those things that we would have in that statement of position, other than not everyone is guaranteed a right for a dock, is that not everyone is granted equal space. And I think that would play out here, you know, a year from now when we argue all those points. And I think that's part of the point of doing it, is to argue those points, that we would be in agreement. Everyone isn't entitled to equal space. So using that as a basis for a decision, I don't have a problem with it. What's the worst case that we get a lawsuit one way or the other?
Well, that's kind of...
Does our insurance get canceled again because we have another
lawsuit?
Well,
and the thing is people, you know, suing over stuff like this is the question is whether they even have a cause of action, because the bottom line is that these are licenses, these are on the district's property, and the reality is that a license is revocable without cause. So theoretically, not that this would ever happen, but you could just say we're going to start from scratch.
But we on the record here, you are, as our attorney, are telling us that we as commissioners have that authority. We can do that.
What?
They just don't.
Well, and you've restricted yourselves in the policies, saying that it won't be done without just cause. I'm saying the legal definition of a license, but the policies read that it won't be done without just cause. So I would say that you've binded your own hands as far as the authority.
To the without just cause. But I think when you've got major dispute by people that are using our property, that's just cause.
Well, sure, if it's going to potentially open you guys to unwarranted frivolous claims.
Right. But wait a minute, Dick. Many of the other dock agreements And my apologies to the Trail 95 Dock Association. You got to understand, you guys are kind of like the test case of what we've got to do to make...
That's been mentioned before here.
Yes, okay, so you understand.
Who's here from Trail 95? You guys?
So we will use this opportunity for discussion. We required that they be licensed by the district. And here, if you take into their rights in Article 4, Section 2, it says notification must be given to the RLRD. Well, I refer to the Arrowhead Bay Association, and it says that we issue the license. They can determine where their position is on the dock, but we issue the license. They don't tell us who's going to be licensed there. We issue the license. So that's one of the reasons why I asked, what are we as a board using as a template for what we want to see in a community dock association document before we issue the license? Because that was the whole basis of lifting the moratorium on the community docks back in the late 1990s, was to make sure we had agreements between all users. That's why we're, you know, pushing for the one on Lakeshore Circle. So when it comes up to these multiple, any number of reasons that any other lakefront user of either a multiple access or an individual has to come up to. So there's some inconsistencies in what the whole purpose of lifting the moratorium to expand the boat dockage, and not only that, but the traffic on the lake. And who licenses for that use? I mean, that was one of the big deals about the Rat Pack problem, was because Rat Pack was going to be doing the licensing, and no, the district does the licensings. So, you know, they give us an agreement, that's fine.
I guess what you're saying, though, is that because we require an agreement, there needs to be a more bright line as to the minimum things that must be in the agreement
I
for
think
it to be
so.
Approved. I agree with that.
And we do have multiple things from the 90s, late 1990s, and other commissioners that were around at the time. And you could clearly review the minutes from those meetings, and you'd see what things came up at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some, you know, multiple things tossed about, but I think we should have a minimum of our requirement, just as we do for any individual frontline owner. We need a minimum.
Sample.
Yes. There are multiple samples down there.
I guess so.
But there is no one universally accepted.
Not that I know.
You're right.
But that, I guess the issue here, though, isn't so much whether the district can accept the language of this dock association agreement. It's whether you guys think that it should have all five people signed off on it, or because three of them signed off on it, that's enough to say that there's a majority rule to go forward.
Things that our predecessors, commissioners, dealt with from 1981 until the late 1990s, early 2000s, were, you know, this is all kind of the same thing that happened. Unfortunately, we all know the history of with the Rat Packs and the trails and the Hillcrest trails and the failure on the towns to protect the property owners around the lake and the access. I mean, the simplest, most cut and dry thing would have been, and I am sure of this, that had there been a recreation district in place in the year 60s and 70s, when Russell and Strabo and all them guys were getting rid of their driveways, it would have just been a turnover to the district, the same way RG&E did. To have all of this convoluted mess created is nonsense. So we have to approach this at a completely different angle.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is this district has existed for 30 years. This was our anniversary year, and we didn't have a party.
Isn't that a shame? Because you're too busy defending ourselves rather than trying to really celebrate what this district was.
Well, maybe we had to have a more positive attitude.
Maybe.
That's asking a lot, I know.
Not for
maybe
me,
maybe we
not.
Should.
Let's
think about that. Let me make a point here. And that was the surface of it, is for 30 years, it wasn't evidently felt necessary to have a cookie-cutter style community doctor agreement. But that's what I'm hearing now, to make sure that every community doctor agreement has particular features in it, issues that are spelled out definitively. And I'm not opposed to that. I guess what I'm concerned about is the timing of why we decided we needed to do this. If we've had other disagreements in the past similar to this, I'm a newbie, so I don't know.
Well, the other problem with that, I mean, my initial problem with that is that it's going to put the burden on the district to create a community doc association agreement form that must be used, because you can't.
Yeah.
And it's also going to open
the door. No, I don't think so. All we got to do is request that you have minimal something. And I'm not even saying there's anything wrong with this. But this is the first, basically, new doc association agreement that has been presented to us.
And we're going to have two more coming at us.
Two more.
Or three more.
And we're, that's right. But this is not new, because it was brought up as far as 2 or 3 years ago.
I guess I'm lost, because I don't even know what we're arguing about now.
We're not arguing. It's discussion. Why is it always argument? I'm just trying to make sure that the district is protected. Look, every one of these lawsuits that that we've been dealing with and our predecessors are dealing with, they're nonsense. They're off the wall. Based on the fact that you said that we as commissioners have the license, have the right. We should have just been... You don't agree with what the commissioners say, fine, you don't get to use our property. Bottom line. But they didn't go that direction.
What I expected to happen, and I put this on the agenda, what I expected to happen at this meeting is that we would, because you go back and you look at their trail association agreement, that majority rules, they have a DOC agreement proposed that meets our requirements at this time. And I was hoping that we would take a vote and accept their agreement. It doesn't mean that we're accepting their DOC design. We're just accepting their agreement so that they can go back to their other members and say, here's an approved, we have an approved agreement. Do you want to join our community DOC association or don't you?
Well,
if I can bring up one other thing, that nowhere in here does it say that all the members should be residents within the boundaries of the Rushford Lake Recreation District.
No, but Article 2 says membership shall consist of property owners of the Row 95. So, again, though, but here we're getting into a problem where we're arbitrating and interpreting their agreement.
Paint the scenario that Harkin-Ryder and Sherman may say the heck with it. We don't even want to own that. They sell it off to somebody who doesn't have a full-time residence within the district. Now all of a sudden, they're 1/20th owner of a vacant lakefront access, and they're willing to join the agreement and get the use of the lake.
No, they won't, because they don't fit the criteria of having a 500.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Nowhere in this.
That's to be a property owner.
Yeah. Nowhere
it is right here.
Where? Where does it say specifically that the property owner...
Membership shall consist of property owners of right-of-way 95 buildings, parcel of property entitled to one vote. So you have to be a property owner to have a
vote. Of the 95 right-of-way?
No, this is a DOC agreement. It's taken from parcels that you people gave us, that I got them from Don. And
yes.
We drew it up from different agreements around the lake. And it was a guideline was given to us...
With the suggestions. And
with
here
suggestions of what to go.
Right.
We drew this up ourselves. We didn't have a lawyer.
No, Jim, I understand. I understand it.
So you're putting holes in this, and here it is right here.
No. No. What you're saying here is membership shall consist of property owners of right-of-way 95.
Yes. Because you can't get to the lake without going down the right.
I understand that. Right now there's five of you. As I said, consider if Harkin-Ryder or Sherman sold their cottage and didn't sell their 1/20th share to the new cottage owner. Just consider that scenario.
Okay.
Now, here you have Harkin-Ryder and Sherman still owning each 1/5 of the right-of-way.
Okay?
They've gotten rid of their property. Now they can take that little piece of ownership, and sell it to anybody. Because
okay,
cool. No place in here does it say it should be a member or within the boundaries of the district.
You're more than welcome to add that little, however you want to word it, right in the agreement right now.
The only
just so that it doesn't go to where they...
That's a little far-fetched.
The other problem...
But, Paul, wait a minute.
Maggie.
All of the lawsuits that we've had in this district in the last 10 years would be defined as far-fetched, so...
Well, the other issue, though, is if that were sold off on the 120th, when that person comes to apply with the license, they wouldn't have a deed to a property in the district, they wouldn't have an approved septic, they wouldn't have a 500-foot cottage, so...
But this, like, this agreement doesn't... But this doesn't say anything about, it says any change in...
We just need to do a form. We need to create the...
Well, listen, believe me, all I'm doing is playing devil's advocate here.
But we're not arbiters and interpreters of their contract, that's the point.
Can I say...
That's the point, we're not supposed to be doing that.
What is our dock permit?
Yes.
All right, if I was a property owner, I would never sell my 20% of my right-of-way, because that would devalue the property that I own if I wanted to sell that. And there's many people out there that would buy a property, even if it does have a smaller dock, just to have a dock.
Sure.
Okay, so I cannot see that happening. And in many, and all the dock associations that we've been involved with in the last 4 years, we have not gone, or a dock association hasn't come to us and said, well, who are we going to give this slip to that they're selling? The dock association have their bylaws. If you own that dock and it stays with your property, according to your bylaws, that dock gets transferred. If in your bylaws it says that the new person becomes the low seniority person and he gets the dock that no one wants.
The association says that.
If it's in their bylaws. So we never have to deal with that. The only one we have dealt with in the last many years is Arrowhead Bay, due to the fact that, you know, that they didn't qualify, they didn't have the 500 square foot building. And then they went to, here it was. But I think we're wasting our time on this.
Well, you know, we have a choice here today. We can either kick this can down the road, or we can take a vote. And it's been kicked down the road to the point now where it's almost indistinguishable as a can anymore.
So
where we can take a vote that we approve their dock association agreement.
And what's the worst case scenario, though?
What happens is if it's not approved?
No. If we approved it, I don't disagree with Doug. This is just nuttiness. So where do we get in the way? And you said it's a do as we, damned if we do, damned if we don't. If we pass this, if we went, fine. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they ought to get their stuff together before they come to us. I feel that way, but I feel sorry for the people that are trying to build a dock there. What's the worst case if we said, fine, we pass this dock association, then what would be the worst thing that would happen? They're going to come and, the other two are going to come and sue us that didn't sign it and say, I own the property and I disagree with it, so I'm taking you to court?
They don't own the property. They own 95. We're talking about the 1450. They own the property. That doesn't give them any authority to dictate what we do below the 1450.
This is what I'm saying. So in this section 2 where it says notification must be given to the RLRD, I personally would rather have that say that license must be approved by RLRD rather than it's just a situation where they're just notifying us.
All right.
So they're basically notifying us what happens. I'm saying that they should be licensed by us.
First of all, our policies are going to supersede the dock association agreement.
And it doesn't say that here, and
if one of them sells, they're going to have to go through the process to let us get the transfer of the license. So, I mean, I don't think our job is to mutilate and dissect the association agreement. I think it's to see that they have come together, got an approvative contract, understand that they're going to be sharing the dock, that they have things in place for its maintenance and for voting on it. And these other things are just extra. I mean, because our rules and policies are going to supersede those and have already taken care of that. As far as, you know, the worst thing that can happen, if this is approved, you have two people who either come up and say they want docks somewhere else on the lake, or they join it and get what they had before their docks were taken down, enough space for their two boats.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the bylaw.
Or a motion or a vote.
I'd like to make a motion that we, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Len.
Just want to make one point and then ask a question. On our association, when we created the association agreement for the Rat Pack, we didn't know we had to have a dock agreement too. That was news to us.
This is brand new, right?
That was news to us. But in the association agreement, it does say, "Members shall be the owners of the properties served by the docks at the foot of the right-of-way."
This is the Trail Association?
Correct.
So read that again.
It says, "Members shall be the owners of the properties served by the docks at the foot of the right-of-way." Now, ironically, the dock that you guys let Hart remove wasn't at the foot of the right-of-way. That's gone. So I don't know if that's...
Well, no, it was at the foot of the right-of-way. No, wait a minute. It just happened to be, just as Bill said, on our property, within the frontage of Mr. Hart, which was grandfathered a long time ago and should have never been removed, because that we wouldn't be having this problem.
Right.
Okay? 50 or 150 feet of frontage does not necessarily guarantee you 150 feet of lakeshore usage. Look at the house on the corner of Balcom Beach and the boat launch driveway. They've got 130 feet. They get to use 25 feet of lakefront. You don't automatically get your frontage because it's on district property.
No, but that's good. He's the Trail Association, said that the dock...
That's where the confusion is. That's where the licensing is.
About the cottage and keep the right-of-way in a separate parcel of land.
Does that? I don't know. I just wanted to point that out to you. And then my other question is, if you do take a vote, and, you know, I'm thinking, if you approve the dock agreement, which is in front of you, which is the two-thirds, does that still not resolve our plan?
It doesn't resolve the plan.
Wow. Then we're still in limbo. We'll still never get a plan approved.
Now, this plan that didn't, wasn't this plan, weren't we going to be looking at this at the last meeting, but then it was, we thought it was all settled, and there was...
It's a different plan.
A different plan.
That's the one that they want today.
See, right now, I think there's a problem with the neighbors, one of the neighbors anyway, Hart, I think it is, am I correct? That he said that he may be putting, this is what I heard, I didn't speak with him directly.
I talked to him.
Then you could take the floor.
He was adamantly opposed because he has plans in the near future to expand his dock, or come in with a request to expand his dock, and that would stop the slips in the one design closest to shore on his side from having access to the slips.
Navigation area?
Yeah.
There's something else in front of the Rules Committee.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Could I just summarize?
This was the one that we pulled up.
There's a newer dock design.
Can I ask a general, where are we now?
Just to accept the bylaws.
No. Where are we now with your usage of the lake? Do you guys all still have your docks?
Well, no. Three do.
The other two that had to be dismantled based on this, they don't have a place.
There's a listed spot for them to tow in. We had two proposals out. One was where we got a meeting and the Park and Rider and Sherman did not attend. We made a vote. That was an agreement by the majority and both neighbors. That was plan number one.
And this is the one that flew out of the fire.
Then Park and Rider and Sherman, because even though they come to the meeting, proposed a different plan, which we all agreed to too, but that was not agreed to by Hart. It was more access. Either plan would work for all five members, but one plan was agreed to by the waterfront neighbors, the other plan was not. So we were hoping that you could actually...
This was the one that was apparently...
Drawing in the plan as well.
This is the one that was not approved by the next door neighbors, being Hart.
Correct. Because that's more...
Because this navigation lane goes in front of Hart.
Correct.
It's everybody's boat.
But it's not Hart's. It's your guys' call.
Right, that would be your decision.
Yeah.
If you approve that, all five were agreement with that one. But the Hart one neighbor was not.
Plus a neighbor to the north.
But it doesn't go over in front of
the... She was in agreement.
She was in agreement.
Oh, it does.
All of them would agree to that plan.
It was in front of to get to the...
Hart and Connie would disagree only because we don't know the monster.
This is the whole...
Water or the actual land?
Water.
See, that's the one that we're talking about, the Rules Committee, is how far does...
Navigation.
Way in front of his, is what you're saying, there's more.
Where his dock's located?
It's 28 feet, and 28 feet plus how much, another?
So that dock, that construction there is not on any of his property, that's within our 20 feet. We would be pulling out in front of his dock.
And that was agreed to by all five.
You know what I suggest?
The other one.
He'd be better off to let you use the 10 feet of his frontage, rather than having him navigating across his whole front of his property.
So which?
Our property in front of his.
What's, is this one, this one?
That's the one that they all just agreed to, that's the.
That's the one.
Other one that.
That hasn't been agreed, three agree and.
Can I see this left one?
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the bylaws, okay? And.
Dock Association.
Dock Association bylaws.
Agreement.
Agreement, and whatever plan that the neighbors can both agree on with the Community Dock Association, we will accept.
The majority.
And that would be the one on your left hand.
But we want it in writing from the neighbors.
We already have that.
Yeah.
Where are we down over there?
And we've got that, we have that.
Pardon me?
We have copies of that.
No, okay, we'll make them separate, yeah, no, we'll make them separate then.
You.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the bylaw, the association's bylaws.
Agreement.
Agreement.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can we have some discussion on that? I just want to add with the potential that in the future, we may request that you cooperate if maybe we require some change of wording.
We request you cooperate.
Well, listen, listen, we didn't create this nightmare.
Yes, you did.
No, we did not, no, we did not. You show me where I agreed to that one, I didn't agree to that.
You can make copies.
No, 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 that's fine.
The commissioners.
Nah, I don't even remember, there being a motion allowing that to be removed.
No, 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 I want Donna to see. You've got, okay, where they agreed, where the neighbors agreed to the, this design. Well, that's.
Yeah, you probably do, but it's so, that's.
Because we should have that.
Which?
That?
That's this design, the three agree, two disagree, but the neighbors all agree.
No, this was back before I was even here.
Oh, okay.
As I get the original back.
Not every neighbor has to approve any project that we approve.
They just say this point.
They allow their.
They disagree, which is all.
But I still would like that.
But I would rather have it where they both agree, I mean.
We have a motion.
It would make it a lot easier.
We have a motion that's been seconded.
And the motion is.
And that motion was to accept the.
Agreement.
The agreement that they have presented to us for, to accept it. It's been, the motion's been made, it's been seconded.
This is like killing me, just shut up. I want to just abstain from this, but are we accepting the agreement the way it looks regardless of whether it's signed or not?
We are accepting this agreement from three out of the five people for a Community Dock Association.
For their direction, it's the majority vote.
And it's an agreement between the three of them.
And as vague as it is, what we're doing is, we're just accepting it, I'm just, you know.
And they're going to go back and see if the other people want to sign it after.
They did not totally disagree to signing this.
I believe.
They took it to their lawyer.
Right.
And the lawyer, it's in limbo with their lawyer, and he's looking it over, and he's going to.
But we've got a majority.
Advise them as who signed.
Oh, that's even more information, and we're railroading this through for what reason right now? I don't get that.
Well, we were, our request was that our design be approved, because this will go on forever.
Well, it may go on forever, and an urgency on your part doesn't mean a critical on our part, we've got to make sure we do this right.
Well, we do.
And you got use of the lake, you got use of the lake, you got use of the right-of-way, you've got a spot where your boat is going up, right? As it stands right now, the two that are really got.
They haven't sued us yet.
Harkin Rider and Sherman are the ones who don't have a place for their boat.
Correct.
Okay.
Can I ask one more question here? When their dock was removed, right, what happened to their licenses?
I was going to ask that as well.
Do they still have a license? And where is the license attached to?
Well, the.
They were guaranteed, if I recall, they were guaranteed that their license would be transferred to the Community Dock. They did not lose their license per se, they lost the use of the one dock.
But then that license, we guaranteed them. I know if we go back through the minutes, I think you'll find that.
Well, if you go, I think if you go back to, like, this plan, this is what the plan that they came up with in the spring, after their darts were moved, it was pretty much, well, move Hanel over to the Hart side, and if Sherman and Harkenrider want to get their fishing boats in on the Salzman, on the north side of that dock, they could do so. So this is, was really pretty much the temporary one that we approved in the spring. So the dock, as it stands right now, is usable by all five people that are currently licensed on it.
Well, no, because
right now.
That construction is not done yet. John's boat is still up 10 foot farther.
Yeah. You get one boat in there.
You might get one boat in there.
Oh, yeah. This, ha-
John
I mean, this
is
going...
John has to go back even with where my boat is.
So if you approved that plan, we could rebuild that, then they could get to it. And that was our point.
Right now, that's
the viable plan I've seen.
I think that their amended application was when we went out looked at it.
This was the most viable plan.
Right, then you had 10 feet.
Yeah, but it's the
bridges
on. That plan there, and then you centered the walkway in this plan.
Pretty close.
Yeah,
pretty close.
As to where it was skewed before.
Well, it didn't have to center, but it gave them...
Accommodated everybody. The extra 10 feet when we looked at it in width and length. That's when we did the inspection.
And that's what you're looking at?
And that's what you got in your hands now.
To accommodate everybody, we do not see any geometric way to do it for all five.
So would you be in favor of them just saying, take the thing and go with those plans?
With which plan?
Most.
This one?
Yes.
That's my favorite.
I'm just nuts on this association thing, but I don't care. It's not going to get any better than this.
No, it's
not.
Physically, you can't do any better.
It makes everyone whole.
Yes.
So your motion now is to accept
the bylaws.
Accept, you know, go ahead and do that. I'm just going to abstain from it because I don't agree with it. So go ahead.
I'm going to go no. Well,
so we have a motion on the floor.
And a second.
And a second to accept their... A community dock agreement has written.
And the plan?
No.
Not yet.
No,
that's
one at a time.
One thing at a time.
Yeah. Okay. Are you going to call
it? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Good.
All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you want to make a, someone wants to make a motion to accept...
You've been there enough times, right?
Oh, many times.
Okay, so you make the motion.
We all were.
I've been here
many, many. You know what it is? This
right, make
the
motion.
Three years.
Because I've been there.
Make
yeah.
the motion.
I've been
Dave, make the motion.
Okay, I'd like... Now, which plan did you want to accept? This
is date stamp December the 8th.
Okay.
This is the...
I'd like to make a motion.
No.
I don't... Is that the five... Was that the second plan?
Well, it's date stamped on the back of December 8th, if you want to go
okay.
with that.
Okay, I'd like to make the motion on the plan... It's dated December 8th, and have them go ahead, but to notify that the other two people still have the right to join an association and become part of the association.
Right,
I don't want to
don't,
know.
Don't put that in this motion. We're approving this.
Okay, we're approving
we're just
that.
Approving.
There's a dock association.
Let them work
there
it
is
out.
A dock
okay.
association.
But I just want to let
who's
them know
approached
that
us.
They're not out yeah. of this.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. There is a dock association that you guys approve that's approaching us. For this plan.
Okay.
That's your motion,
that's
correct?
That's the motion.
Okay, that's the
fine.
Motion. Okay.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Happy?
Does that mean that...
Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah, it also means
that Harkenrider and Sherman are going to have use of that dock.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that was never
one
of
them. We created that, so they would have use of our dock.
Uh-huh. You want your agreements back after she makes copies.
No.
Okay, just make sure you monitor that.
Did you understand? So I disagree with that thing, but I agree with that.
Yeah, why?
Because they, you guys...
This is the time we set aside for an open forum. Is there anyone that would like to...
It'll be in the minutes.
Say anything?
Bill, it's a question. Okay, I got my wall tore out. I got all that stuff from the DDC. The problem is I can't get plans. I couldn't get plans together until I get the wall out of there for all their measurements they need. Now, you guys are going to be gone for 2 months.
Okay.
What am I supposed to do?
I'd like to make a motion that now that Bill has that all torn out, that once Bill has his plans, he can submit them to Joe, and I'm sure that Joe could make that determination by himself without us you know, just pre-vote on it to accept it, that Joe can give them final approval to do it at the time the plans are presented to Joe, and he meets with Bill at the site. Or Dick could even be there, or Maggie, if they want to attend.
Oh, you mean we'd even be notified of such a meeting?
Maggie, I don't want to get into it.
I'm just asking.
I'm just saying, I just want to work this out in a reasonable way that so that Joe could get his work done ahead of time.
We have three of us around.
Well, Deb's here too.
Yeah, we can.
I'd like to make that motion.
We need to.
At the time the plans are submitted, Bill, you get a hold of Joe, and then if he needs to, or you need to, like, get a commission.
Is there Bowen in the same?
Then you could move ahead with your, then you could move ahead with your project to complete it.
I have a question how we might be able to handle this. Can he authorize his vote to Joe for this issue?
We don't have, we don't have proxy. We've got three full-time people here. There's no reason why we have to move forward with the assumption that there will not be any other meetings between now and March. We can schedule a meeting.
Yeah, if you need the meeting, it's up to Doug and you guys, you know.
No, it's up to three commissioners who have the authority to schedule a meeting whether Doug's here or you're here.
But I mean, I don't see any, it wouldn't be necessary to schedule a meeting if we could pre-approve it now.
Well, how do we?
So, for the record, I have an interest in using this property.
Okay. So then you could be there.
It's on Bill's property, but traditionally, I have had a slip there that he allows me to use. I guess it really, I mean.
Have your next door neighbors been notified?
As long as you know that. I think I'm pretty open about it.
If you want to be at the inspection, just let Joe know, and then he'll notify.
I'm just advising you of a potential for conflict. I don't believe it is a conflict, but I'm advising the board that there is a potential for conflict.
That's appropriate.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was for the record.
Noted.
Okay.
I don't have a problem going down there and looking at it. I mean, he's going to let me know one of these days what he's going to do. I don't, well, I know.
So I have that motion on the floor, so I don't know if you want to.
I'm not sure what the motion is.
It's against our policy.
It is against our policy, but approving any.
Well, this is just discussion, though.
Why don't you follow our policy and have a special meeting?
Well, then have a special meeting.
Or just a meeting. Have a January meeting.
Yeah, when you have to submit your plan.
On Glen Road.
Have it next week. Guys are all in town.
Christmas Day, there's nothing else to do, right?
We can have it in January. There's no reason why I can't have a meeting in January for any of these special little things that may come up.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a Friday night. It doesn't have to be a Saturday morning. We have a meeting. We had a meeting not too long ago, a special meeting, addressed four different issues.
If you could have the meeting, if you're going to have a meeting, if you could have it upstairs, I'd like to attend by Skype.
You mean downstairs?
Downstairs.
Well, we can do it. We can do it at my house by Skype if we're going to be on the property.
Well, before, you know, we need to have, well, we need to have all the, if you're going to have Skype, we need to have the addresses posted so other people can attend.
We'll have it here.
All right, just do whatever.
I saw a hand. Yes.
First of all, thank you everyone for your service. I appreciate everything you guys do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not at every meeting, but I appreciate everything. I follow, obviously, the minutes, so appreciate it. Just a couple quick.
Can you identify yourself?
No, it's Alan Percy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know.
Yep, so just a couple quick things. We, on the Ryan Road West right-of-way, have shared a fence with the Fuscos, and we've been repairing the fence up along the part of the property that we all own as tenants in common. We got it down to the point where, to the 1440 line, and we stopped with the repair, waiting for clarification on whether or not this 50-year-old rabbit wire fence that goes down below the 1450 all the way to the shoreline, do we need a permit to replace that fence or repair the fence, or can we just replace it?
I have a comment on that. I didn't think fences were allowed on the 1450.
And it was addressed earlier. I know Fusco's had come to the board. They wanted to remove it and replace it, and it was, you know, it's there.
Right. It's there. It's an existing fence that's there.
It's there.
50-year-old rusty fence.
Talk to it as a structure.
You can tear it down, but you probably won't get approval to replace it.
Or repair it?
Or, well.
I wouldn't think so.
They could probably put the fence up to the 1450, but they couldn't put it lower.
Well, that's what they're saying.
There is on.
No, they're talking below the 1450.
On record, there is a policy that's, have we ever?
Been,
it might be in the handbook.
Sergeant E.
Absolutely.
You cannot have a fence below the 1450. I mean, and is that in the handbook?
Because I think that fence, believe it or not,
I think so.
I think that fence was a fence for the farm that was there before they even flooded the lake. And that's how it got to stay there.
What is the term?
The fence, we sure what fence was talking about?
Yeah.
No, it was put in by Floyd Ryan when he divided all that property out in the 50s. So it's about a 50-year-old fence. It's chicken wire fence, posts are rotting. But it does separate our right-of-way, which of course you know is shared by a number of families, and of course the Fusco's front lawn. And Joe and I replaced it down to the point where the 1440 line we stopped, and we're looking for clarification whether or not we need a permit to replace it or not.
I know they came up last couple of years ago.
Let's go on what I believe the current board's feeling are, with, not that I agree on it all the time.
It's a policy.
Is that when it is approached to the board that it's not in compliance, make it compliant.
I agree with that.
Bring it in compliance.
And compliance is no fences below the 1450.
Right, I agree with you.
It might not be what you intended to hear, but that would be policy.
Fusco's know where their line is, you know where your line is, I mean, it's...
I don't have a fence between Frangers and I don't have a fence between Hollismans and I.
No, there's a reason that policy was always in effect, even when RG&E was here, and I'll speak to that, was because they always felt that they ever needed to get emergency vehicles down there. Fences impeded, even if it was a right-of-way, it impeded how they could get to the lake. And that policy, like I say, was here when RG&E was on property.
And then another question too, or a point I should say. We have a handshake easement agreement with the Yankees at the very end of Bryan Road where they cross our east right-of-way. That they've been accessing their trailer that's on district property. And I noticed in the minutes a couple meetings ago that you've instructed them to move their trailer. And it's very likely that at our annual meeting in May that we'll most likely, based on the read I get from the membership, construct a permanent barrier at the end of Bryan Road. So I highly recommend, if you're going to do anything with heavy equipment to move their trailer, that you do it before our main meeting. So this is most likely we're going to close that off. So.
Where will you be closing it off?
At the very end of Bryan Road.
Okay, I'm taking Bryan Road, and Bryan Road goes around and goes down to the right-of-way where that's the eastern.
East right-of-way.
Okay.
The very end of east right-of-way, we have a handshake agreement with the Yankees, so they installed a small gate to access their...
To go down.
Their property, or to their trailer, which is on district property.
Right, right.
Much discussion amongst the members, you know, the co-owners of the east right-of-way, that when that trailer gets moved, we're going to close that. We're going to cease or, you know, end that easement agreement.
So then Yankees used Bryan Road to access their...
They have been through a handshake agreement over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Right. So...
So what does that mean to them, I guess? I don't understand.
So the point is if you folks need access to that portion of the RLRD road or RLRD property, and you want access to it from Bryan Road, I make the suggestion that you do it before May.
But they have access from Tate Road, don't they? Straight down, they still have access. So
they
have access to their to the front.
But if you want access from Bryan Road,
that's not going to work for us. Yeah. I mean, if you want to let them know that.
Yeah, they have until May 1st to move the trailer on
their own.
On their own.
Okay.
So, and then it would only be if, after that, if district had to step in and do it themselves. So.
Okay. So you give an extension from October to May?
Yes.
Okay. What are you putting in? What's the proposal?
Probably just posts and bushes. You know, some posts that have reflectors on it and bushes.
Maybe one crossbar or something.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Be at the Ryan Road or at the Smith Road?
No, it'd be at the eastern edge of our east right-of-way, which is what some people perceive as the end of Ryan Road.
Okay, gotcha. Past the right-of-way, even.
Correct. And last, I just would like to ask, if there's a strategic plan for what is going to happen in Balcom Beach, it sounds like you got some great things going. I'm encouraged by it.
We thought there was a strategic plan.
I would love to see a published copy of it on the website, so that I think everybody can see it. It would be wonderful.
I'll have it done this weekend.
Excellent.
What else could I do?
There you go.
That was painless.
Well, there's a plan for the...
Conceptual plan.
Yeah.
There's no artist rendering, is there?
No, no. That's what the request, it's a planning request to pay for a landscape design architect firm to come up with...
A, B, C, D.
You know, the actual plan.
And I would hope that they would take the time to have some input from the people who...
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Thank you.
Sure.
The people who use it know what it needs.
Good, look forward to it. Good to see it. That's it.
I have one other, this kind of dam committee stuff, but...
Is that DAM committee or DAM?
Did we get any equipment, Donna? Did you get any, they're going to ship all the monitoring equipment up?
No, I didn't see anything.
But it was beginning of the week when I talked to them, so, but just so you look for it.
Okay.
It should be here within a few days.
Okay, great.
To the office, come?
Yeah, coming to the office.
I have one thing that just come to mind, it's for the lake manager. You said you put in a request to the insurance company about what their thoughts on ice fishing are?
Right. That's the direction I'm in.
Okay, what about the, from...
From a meeting here.
Right, okay.
I had no response back yet, though.
You were also supposed to check on what the feeling from the DEC on that was.
I've been able to access a rather lengthy folder that I actually found in the archives. It goes back to Mr. Sikorsky's days.
Yes.
And a series of conversations and contacts back and forth. So I've been able to take that and glean it, which gives us some information, and then we're just going to present it to them again after, I guess, we find out what the insurance company thinks and that.
Did you also ask the insurance company, since you're asking the insurance company, and I'm sure I brought this up, their feeling on us allowing people on frozen water as compared to us allowing people on melted water?
No, I really didn't get that specific about it. I just...
Where does our liability end? I mean, they can go on melted water, but not frozen water.
It is the threshold question.
It is.
It really is.
So I may want to make sure that answer's there.
And my big thing is like, and we don't have enough insurance regardless.
The DEC's position, when I was there, that changed every year depending on the biologist you had. Because one biologist said he didn't want fishing because he felt the pool was so reduced and the fish were so, they were overstressed to begin with because we reduced the pool, so.
So that's why a lot of other people say, you know, pull out the big ones before they eat up all the little ones so then the little ones can grow.
Their position might have changed 30 times by now.
He also didn't like to see any huts out there either.
Well, yeah. Has he ever been down to Cuba?
I got one. Yeah. You know, and don't tell me this concern about the liability. When you go around Cuba, it's wide open at the dam, and there's 40 huts out on the other end of the lake. Fishermen aren't stupid. They're not going to walk out on water.
I know a couple of stupid fishermen.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of stupid engineers and lawyers and a lot of stupid people in every profession.
Nothing personal, John.
Nothing personal.
I know some stupid lawyers, too.
Nothing personal.
I do, too.
It's that 99% they get the 1% of bad news.
Yeah, right.
So how bad is censure, by the way?
Excuse me?
How bad is censure?
That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it.
May I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion, we adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
We're adjourning until...
Till next meeting officially called.
March 24th.
Well, so you're going to have a meeting anyway in January.
If you're going to have that meeting in January, and it appears you will, I'll try to join in, but one of the things you can do at that meeting is work on meeting dates or around 6 months.
Can we just do a Montreal meeting? Does it have to be Skype?